welcome to the Podscure Gentlecast, the number one podcast at West Beverly High School. My name is Abe.
My name is Travis, currently sans boner.
My name is Aaron, and I draw the pictures and stuff.
This is Yama, and today I brought my acting chops.
Nick Ryder.
Wow. Nick Ryder?
Is that your name?
Nick Ryder, that's a pretty nice name.
That's a great name.
Wait, is there something where someone says, motherfucker, like that?
No,
where did
you
I get that in my
just
head?
You.
That's your thing.
It's there's not. No, because there's the Iron Sheik who says, motherfucker. But that's not what
it sounds
you
like
did.
Borat, too.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the point.
And this is James, who pounds the table too much. All right. Well, I guess we're going to talk about the Comic-Con, Comic-Con's past. To start it off, we met up with Saeed. We didn't actually go, but we met up with Saeed from the Frumps. Four of us. He was a nice gentleman, pretty sexy. We enjoyed some Mexican cola, and it did not mean it was dirty cola. It meant it was tasty cola. So he was a pretty cool guy.
I had green tea.
Yeah, my brother had green tea.
It was not very good.
Yeah, it tasted like, what was it?
Paint and wood.
Yeah, mostly paint and wood. So, yeah, but none of us went to the Comic-Con, but we did hear about it. So, Aaron, what was going on there?
Okay, lots of Marvel announced all of their movie news. Same thing with Warner Brothers, mainly focusing on Superman.
Let's go to Marvel.
Wow,
first.
You just went.
Let's go to Marvel.
I didn't say.
No, let's go to Marvel
what
first. Break that down
first?
A little.
Hey, no, just give me every panel. Just a rundown. Can you read the itinerary? Actually,
I
think that'd be better.
All
right, so Marvel named their big movies. Me and Travis had a weird thing about it.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out. Yama, what do you feel about a Guardians of the Galaxy movie?
Is this the Guardians movie? You said Gardens. Right?
Gardens of the Galaxy.
What do you think about the Gardens of the Galaxy?
Like a Zen garden.
But this is the movie that everyone changed their Facebook cover photo to. It has like a chicken and a lizard.
Oh my God.
Right? Well, first off, it's a tree guy, and he's a king. He's
close
a Groot, and then
he's
the other's a raccoon.
Rocket raccoon.
He's
Groot.
Okay. That's what you guys are talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I was excited. I don't know how anyone like. Normal, like Yama or like Abe.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Could even get excited. It's like, I can't imagine normal people, like, this movie's, it's gonna bomb.
What?
Because, yeah, we love it, but Yama has no fucking idea.
No,
he's like,
I
there's
think,
lizard people.
No, just because it's a Marvel movie, it's gonna do well.
Brand recognition, it's like.
I think at this point with Marvel, like, this is gonna be their first real, like.
You know how it's good brand recognition with Marvel? Punisher.
I thought you were going to say the Nazis.
Ghost Rider.
Them too.
And Ghost Rider. And it may also very much hinge on the actual content of the movie and how it's going to look.
The content?
So I said content.
I mean,
you
it's
said
like,
the content?
Like the content of the movie, like
yeah,
what's in it.
Something about this movie makes people want to pronounce things all sophisticated.
The content of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it's
like, content? Now I don't know how to say it.
You said it content.
I think you're a little frazzled because you checked your boner too early.
I had to get it out of the way so it wouldn't be awkward.
Is this movie going to have the same color palette as the comic? I'm really
probably.
Somebody asked that.
There will be greens. There'll be navy blues. There'll be some browns. I think
all
good.
Those colors
nice.
Actually.
Those
yeah,
are all
definitely.
Colors I know
yeah.
about.
So wait, do I know any of the characters in this movie?
Do you know Rocket Raccoon?
No.
Do you know Groot?
No.
Star-Lord?
No.
Gamora.
They said Thanos is probably going to be in it.
Donald Duck.
You know.
I
Thanos
know Donald
is?
Duck.
Thanos?
And I know Thanos. Let
so this go. Is in the same universe that Thor exists.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
It's. Yeah, see,
it's a universe full of different aliens, different nations.
What?
Well, are you just explaining the Marvel universe?
See, well, it's because
the universe. Is
it's
general.
The it's the more cosmic side of the regular
don't
Marvel
we
universe.
Doing a rundown of each character.
No, yeah. I well, see, look, this what this movie.
I don't have Wikipedia.
What this?
Me, I can't do that.
What this movie's gonna do is make nerds tell really passionate, detailed. I mean, just they're gonna go off and tell people who just don't care. That's what's gonna happen. Like people like Yama are gonna sit there while people say, "No, he's a king though. He's a tree king. He's like he's so great, and he'll burn up, and then he could be a little tree guy."
Well,
and then Yama's gonna look at them and be like, "Oh, thanks."
Some people do know Rocket Raccoon from the
Do they?
No, from Marvel's Capcom 3, that did give people some entry to him from that.
Well, yeah. So a video game dork will know who crosses over into video games. Yeah. But I'm talking about normal mainstream people.
Like the people who watch the Avengers cartoon because they were on that.
People didn't know who Iron Man was before that movie came out.
What?
No, a lot of people didn't know who Iron Man was before that came out.
You're crazy and you're talking all fat.
We're talking about Phil Iron Man?
A lot of people.
I've been keeping track, so. There's gardens, there's content, there's raccoon, there's Avengers, Avengers and Iron Man. We're just...
Wow, well, okay, so, well, four of us look forward to this movie. Two of us...
I'll go see it.
Abe loves everything.
It's a, yeah. And the fact that it says Marvel, I think people are going to be like...
You know what? I haven't actually read any of the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff. I only read the Annihilation Wave thing.
Oh, well, they're all fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm going to see it, and then I'll probably...
If you could compare this to something that a mainstream audience member would understand...
I know.
What would it be?
Death Becomes Her.
No, I mean,
the Dirty Dozen. Because that would blow my mind.
Like the Dirty Dozen, like stuff like that.
I mean, I really think it's a, like, if you start off with the first book, I think it's a really good book because these, while they're
from the modern, right?
Yeah, while the characters are obscure, you can still read it and like it because it's actually a funny book and it's just, like, bantering stuff like that. It's really, you don't need to know who these characters are because they're just a bunch of C characters.
It's a ragtag group of...
It says ragtag.
Yeah, ragtag. Yeah, I'm gonna write that down. Ragtag.
And more than likely, it's probably gonna give more.
He did not pronounce it fancy.
Pronounce it. No, and more than likely, I mean, more than likely, the Guardians of the Galaxy movie is probably also gonna be more of an introduction to Thanos, the character that was seen at the end of the credits of Avengers.
Spoiler alert.
And then eventually,
spoiler alert.
I'm sure they're gonna have it connect with the next Avengers movie.
Exactly.
So I bet you it does really well.
So there's going to be an ultimate movie.
We want bet?
Yeah,
we want bet.
What do you want bet?
Shave heads.
Oh, no.
That's rough.
Will there eventually
shave goatees?
Shave goatees.
Okay.
Like clean shave.
But we never...
Eat a jar of mayo.
Oh.
Jesus.
You should have bet $10.
Yeah,
$10. All right. But what is it based on?
It has to beat the Avengers. Total box office.
It has to make more than it
costs.
To be successful, yeah.
It has to be, yeah.
It just
has
to be margin.
We're just counting domestic, or are we counting...
Domestic.
So worldwide.
Domestic.
So, okay, if it...
No, what, let's go worldwide.
If it doubles its budget...
I got you.
Shut up. No, if it makes more than...
You know what? Someone's got to eat mayonnaise? Why are you fascinated by this eating a jar of mayonnaise?
I couldn't do that.
What is the jar of mayonnaise thing?
Aaron
just made it up.
I think that'd be kind
of
crazy.
Evidently, you eat a jar of mayonnaise.
Hey, if there's any listener out there who'd like to...
Is that a Reddit thing?
No.
Four chair?
That's not 4chan.
If anyone out there would like to eat a jar of mayonnaise and send us pics, please do.
And if anyone would like to see what the 4chan gang sign looks like, please, I don't know.
Why are you facing the mic towards them? They can see it.
Well, yeah, possibly. All right, so what else occurred there? We had the Captain America, the sequel, which...
Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Which looking forward to.
Pretty much, yeah, that got me really excited. Don't want to give spoilers, though.
How could someone eat a jar of mayo?
They've had it on eating contests.
I know, but it's just...
It's fat.
Just thinking of it makes you want to throw up.
It's
get the one
fat.
With wine.
Some people like the taste of
mayo.
With
olive oil.
With olive oil.
Did you know the bacon mayo is actually vegan?
Yeah, it's like Bacos.
Yeah.
Aren't bacon bits vegan?
Are they?
Yeah, they're...
Yeah, no, wait.
Like, I think the Jack in the Box bacon milkshake is also vegan. Or not vegan, because it has dairy.
Oh, vegetarian, yeah.
It's,
hold on, there's a
it's,
Jack
yeah,
in the Box bacon milkshake.
Yeah, it's just like a syrup. It's just a syrup flavor.
So, Travis,
yeah.
You did,
no actual
you did
bacon.
Partake in this.
Yeah, I had it. It was all right, but it was kind of off. Like, it... I don't know.
It was the flavor of bacon.
No, because it tasted more. It tasted more like maple syrup, like a maple syrup shake, as opposed to a bacon.
You guys,
shake.
How do you feel about bacon and apples?
Somehow we got back.
I feel like this all happened
again.
I just want to say to that person that if you were offended, I will admit to you now that I last week, in my capacity as an advertising copywriter, wrote a headline for a bacon pie that was. Proving everything's better with bacon.
It says it. I'm reading it right now.
Yeah.
We got copy right here.
Yeah, on the salty hog pie.
I am a hypocrite.
Which sounds like a sex thing. A salty hog pie.
What would that be?
vaginas. And
well, it involves a vagina, something leaking out of it.
After the beach.
The wiener's unwashed.
Oh. Because it's salt water.
After the beach.
The wiener's
soft,
not washed.
Salt water.
Why did you guys go with vagina being hog?
Because pie.
No, the pie. Yeah.
Okay. So a dirty penis going into a vagina that just came back from the beach.
Like it's all musty.
And then again, and I guess it would mean a cream pie as well.
While someone ate a jar of mayonnaise.
Actually went better than I thought it would when I asked that question.
Yeah. Next question.
That's a great turn.
Oh, wait, we're talking about Winter Soldier.
Let's talk about cream pies.
Well, we brought up Winter
Soldier.
Well,
I mean, it's like we can't go in depth. Like it's pretty boring just to go, okay, Winter Soldier, what do you think? I love it. All right.
And yeah. I think with that one, I mean, for anyone who doesn't, like any regular Marvel fan, to say what the Winter Soldier is would be like a massive spoiler anyway, so.
Yeah, that's
fun. That some bitch better have a metal arm.
It's a Yeti. It's a Yeti. The Winter Soldier is
so
a Yeti.
So if I don't know who the Winter Soldier is.
Or is it Wendigo?
Oh.
Then I just wait.
You know what? If anyone is listening to this, how would they not know?
Yeah, I guess so.
But it's Bucky Barnes.
As a whole, like.
Fell off a train.
Spoiler alert.
As a
Bucky Barnes.
As a whole, between Marvel and DC, though, the DC movie stuff was pretty. There was nothing. Right?
No, there's a lot. The Marvel had a lot.
No, I'm just saying DC, though, had nothing.
DC had Man of Steel. That was pretty much it.
Man of Steel? I'm on board.
Man. Lexington Steel, the porn star, stars in it.
And Pete Steele, the former alive person.
And Shaq.
Type of negative.
And Shaq.
And Shaq.
And Shaq are all together. I'd watch that.
No, but yeah, Matt, watch them fucking.
Well, yeah. Well, okay, what were we saying?
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel, and they showed... like a trailer with
teaser.
Yes, yeah, it's kind of like a teaser.
So they had nothing. They had nothing compared.
They had footage and stuff.
I saw Aaron had a bootleg version. I watched some of it. Showed him flying and shit. It looked pretty cool.
And crashing into a bank vault. You saw him like getting thrown against it. Then he's like walking on like clouds or snow or something. And then he's like flying really fast.
Sounds like an ABBA video. I don't know.
No, it was really badass. I thought it was really
whoa.
His excitement is so fantastic just to see him. Like, you just see him, like, animate more than he normally does.
I'm so glad everyone could see it.
I wish you guys could.
Oh.
I mean, pretty much Comic-Con can it just be something in Entertainment Weekly that you get the week after.
Yeah.
Entertainment Weekly doesn't cover regular comic news.
So
you would need a wizard as well.
Because no one would.
Wizard doesn't exist.
I
know.
Poor Garrett Shams. Garrett Shams.
No, I know. What were you saying? I'm waiting for you to say.
There was two other movie things, but it wasn't like. Why'd you bite me? There was like.
What about Ant-Man?
Oh, yeah, Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
They showed like a quick footage thing of that.
Test footage, yeah, that Edgar Wright made.
And I guess it's going to be. Scott Lang.
To all you to you people listening who actually went to Comic Con and are listening to us guess what was seen at Comic Con, I hope you enjoy that because this is just weird.
Two other cool things though.
Oh,
there were orgies after.
No.
Hey, if you had an orgy at Comic Con, can you please let us know?
After the Masquerade Ball.
Oh yeah.
I know. That's all I was thinking.
Two giant monster things. There was the Godzilla footage they showed for
Pacific
the new Godzilla
Rim.
Movie.
I want to see.
And
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim.
I want to say the Godzilla thing you're excited about. Someone at one point at Comic-Con was excited about the other Godzilla movie in the 90s that happened. They probably had the same emotions you just had. Oh my God, it's Godzilla, and he looks like a lizard. Oh my God, it's going to be so good.
But you know what this one?
You know what though? Matthew Broderick.
No.
Rocked the shit.
No. Jean Reno.
That's true too. Chewing bubble gum and doing
so what's
an impression
Godzilla?
Of Elvis.
This Godzilla is based more upon the...
The lighting in this room makes me feel like it's TMZ, like that show.
Do you want me to change it?
No, I like it.
Okay.
All right.
This guy,
you need to have, like, your jug.
I don't want to be Harvey.
This Godzilla is based more upon the original Godzilla.
I call the white guy.
You mean Gojira?
Yeah,
the blonde white guy.
It's more,
Dax?
It's more about, like, atomic commentary about...
But you haven't even seen this stuff. You're just guessing.
No, they did a whole rundown of what the...
Yeah, I read it. He posted it on his
Instagram. I posted it. They did that too.
Of him doing the stupid Godzilla yell.
Stupid? He's atomic breath.
Oh,
awesome.
Shit.
Stupid is atomic breath, you ass. That's exciting.
You don't like his atomic breath?
That's my impression.
I don't like...
I can talk. What the hell
is my impression.
There you go.
I think we're just going to stop being friends right now. I think that's what just happened. Yeah.
Pacific Rim?
I don't know what
he's going to
say.
What's Pacific Rim about?
Oh, Pacific Rim.
You can let Abe?
I don't know about it. I just know it's a bunch of monsters.
Yeah. It's sort of like Evangelion.
So like Freddy Krueger and Jason and Pumpkinhead.
It's the ultimate dream of the early 90s.
And that sexual
late
predator
80s,
that was in the pool that was just trying to cool off and children the men.
Okay. what it is, it's a bunch of kaiju rise and take. Kaijus are big giant Japanese monsters. They rise to take over the earth. So the army, the military, and all that, they get together and create these
deep
big,
breath.
They create these big giant mechs. Well, they create these big giant mechs to destroy the monsters.
Oh, for all the soldiers that don't have their legs, their real legs?
these mechs are like as big as skyscrapers.
Blows off
yeah.
Anyone
do you want to respond
anything?
To what he actually
no,
said?
No,
you're just going to completely blow
past it. He doesn't have
it.
To. It's fine. I didn't want to respond from that. That'd be weird.
Giant skyscrapers, and it looks, from what I like heard about it, and like from the they released a poster and a few like actor stills. It looks pretty cool.
You just said a bunch of words and didn't describe anything really.
No, monsters versus robots.
You know what also looked cool when we were at Comic-Con, Van Helsing.
Yeah,
remember that, everybody?
I don't.
But
I
is
do.
It Pacific
I
Rim?
It looked cool.
Directed by
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro.
We beat us in the contest to say his name. Bad.
Are there going to be any eyeballs on hands and stuff? Because he does that.
Imagine a giant monster with eyeballs on hands. That's pretty cool.
I know.
Like the one with
I've
the hairy armpits and the beard? The Bioshock
like,
shadow thing?
Yes.
What was that?
So a single person is inside a robot as big as a skyscraper.
It's a team of them. It's a team of people piloting.
So it's like Power Rangers.
Does
Voltron.
One of them form the head?
No.
You just explained Power Rangers.
It's more, it's kind
of... Wait. Bunch of people in a robot fighting a monster.
Robit.
Yeah.
Giant monster.
It's but true.
That's a Japanese thing, though.
Power Rangers.
Yeah, but that's also... I mean,
yeah,
Power Rangers is Japanese.
Like Sentai,
is it
yeah.
racist that Japanese like to go inside giant robots and pilot them as a team?
No.
It's all teamwork. Right.
It's smart.
Is it racist of them to do that?
Yes. is it racist of them?
Against robots?
Joey, if you're listening, monsters? Can you please answer and let us know if that's racist?
But it stars Idris Elba and Charlie Hunnam.
Wait, say that again.
Yeah,
he didn't say it. Besides Idris Elba and Charlie Hunnam.
It stars Idris Elba and Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy.
You mean from Queer as Folk, UK.
Oh, Charlie Day plays the lead scientist.
Oh yeah, he's in that movie.
He builds the mechs.
Oh, that sounds like a lot.
That's
of fun.
So cool.
You're the one of the weirdest people, like seriously, like, I've ever met. I mean, you're my little brother, but you're just so weird.
I'm glad that there's someone who can be genuinely excited.
Yeah,
I'm not excited
sounds
about anything like that.
I'm excited for your enthusiasm.
I have never put my hand straight up in the air and my other hand straight down to show how big something was in sincere excitement. I've done it to be funny.
So, I mean, was there anything else of substance there, I mean, that you guys heard of? Since I'm boycotting the internet, kind of, technically. I've been... looked at anything besides Travis telling me about things.
I saw a video from a panel where there was debate about what was the best spaceship in all of like spaceship fiction.
Oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, and then a famous actual physicist
yeah.
made a convincing case that the original Starship Enterprise was the best designed spaceship ever in spaceship fiction.
Can't argue with that.
You can't?
No, I don't know.
I don't really know.
What about the ship?
Firefly Cross.
The ship in Suburban Commando.
I'd say that one was better.
What about the ship in Flight of the Navigator that could either become pointy or not pointy?
Is that what happened? I don't remember that.
It went fast. Like, when it went to a certain shape, it actually would go faster.
Yeah, it couldn't
something.
Change that much, but I remember it was either pointy or it was more like a spherical... UFO.
And Pee Wee Herman was the voice of the ship.
No, the ship didn't have a voice, did it?
Yeah.
Well, no, there was the main
well, the
thing
kidnapper,
that kind of looked like our microphone.
The kidnapper that took that little boy.
The kidnapper?
He always said
compliance. Basically kidnapped him.
Yeah.
I don't remember the ship.
It's like the kid was basically just neglected a little bit, and then so it's like they took him, and then, mm-hmm. I don't know, something.
And the nurse who took care of him really liked Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Did he come back to the 80s or something?
I don't know.
What are you telling me about?
He got abducted in the 70s, and he came back in the 80s, and his brother was, like, older.
Wait, is this the movie, or is this what happened to the actor?
No!
Was this... Wait,
movie.
I think you're describing...
I really don't know.
Are you describing American Me?
No, I'm not.
Because he was in the 70s or
blood
something.
Blood on my knife instead of shit on my dick.
Or shit on my knife instead of blood on my dick.
Something like that. No, that's not right. That's not right at all.
He said something.
That's not right.
Yeah, so, I mean, anything else for Comic-Con, guys?
There was, like, random comic book panels, but, I mean, not much.
Any exciting news from comic books?
Most of the exciting news...
Neil Gaiman said something about doing a Sandman.
He's doing a prequel.
That wrestler that used to throw beer cans on his head while wearing wrestling pants?
Why would he do that?
I don't know. It's weird. Well, to show he's extreme.
Prequel to that guy.
It's a prequel to that guy? Doesn't make any sense. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
But you said you hated Sandman.
I like Sandman.
When you first read it, you said you didn't like it too much. You said the artwork bothered you.
The first volume, I didn't care for the art. But then,
But the story was amazing.
The story was awesome.
I like Sandman's flat top and his striped shirt.
That was, yeah.
Yeah? See, no one even cares. And that I thought that was pretty good. And then you're all just looking in there staring at me.
It took me a second because I was trying to think of... When Sandman was wearing a striped shirt.
And Travis is just with his hands behind his head just looking at me with no expression.
Oh, because I just
Sandman.
I realized he was explaining Spider-Man villain.
Yeah, I
thought you were just still describing the wrestler.
Yeah, me too. I was like, I don't remember the wrestler wearing a striped shirt.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that.
Did you not hear like a couple seconds ago when I finally went,
that felt so weird.
All right, so everyone, go rent ECW tapes.
And Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3. See what we're talking about. But, yeah, so Sandman. But
and Power Rangers.
Marvel has that. Well, Marvel has that whole new...
Point One? You're talking about
Marvel
Now.
Marvel Wow or something.
Marvel Now.
Yeah, Marvel Now,
that's
yeah.
Launching in November.
Where it just looks like a couple ugly new character designs. And
Wolverine looked the same.
He looks... There's.
But Hulk's got some armor and...
It looks like a restraint device or something. Because there's like a robot head next to him.
Robit.
But, in November, they're sort of changing the editorial direction of everything. Based on what?
Based on what?
Your moves... If we put your moves together, it'd be like a Michael Jackson Thriller video.
I'm sorry, right now Nick's doing an impression and it's right in front of me happening and I cannot help but laugh.
Based on the outcome of AVX, Avengers vs. X-Men, the whole line is going to say Avengers vs. X-Men.
Is that
going
to be a movie?
What are you telling me?
No.
So, I wish.
No, yeah.
Fox owns the rights to X-Men, so that can't ever happen. Unless Marvel gets them back.
So anyways, in the aftermath of AVX...
There's going to be a huge line-wide editorial shift. They're going to relaunch a bunch of number ones. They're going to cancel a few titles. But on top of that, it's pretty much things are going to go sort of as usual after every big event.
What about Hawk and Dove over at DC?
Yeah. That got canceled.
Did it.
No. Yeah. And now Rob Liefeld's on like two more titles.
Mm. So. Someone on Twitter I saw said something about... Well, Image Comics is really awesome, but every tweet that they tweet is basically saying everything's really awesome. Is that true?
But isn't that only Walking Dead?
No, they have a bunch of other bullshit.
Is like that what? Image?
Yeah, Invincible is great. I love Invincible.
And a bunch of a lot of random.
Yeah, what do you feel about Robert Kirkman?
Well, Pitt wasn't Pitt Image?
Okay. What do you think about Robert Kirkman?
I had a big t-shirt.
Ability to write dialogue.
Yes.
That sounds so natural. I would say is amazing.
we are the Walking Dead.
For example, if I was a Robert Kirkman character right now, I would start every sentence with what was my entire story. A paragraph of I'm sitting in this chair right now and I'm wearing a gray shirt and we're here late at night recording a podcast, and then I would say what I actually meant to say.
Yeah, that pretty much sums up Robert Kirkman. But yeah, I look at the comic news. I didn't see anything huge or that made me freak out. I mean, besides Guardians of the Galaxy, that was the main thing where I was like, fuck yeah. But then I was like, I can't take my wife to this. She's going to be like, who's this? Why is there a stupid raccoon, CGI raccoon right now?
Well, I imagine it's going to be all explained.
No, mine was the whole Winter Soldier thing was the thing I was happy most about.
And
because of Bucky Barnes, he fell off of that train and he dead.
Oh, hey.
But he not. He's only a soldier.
Spoiler alert.
Hopefully he got a metal arm.
Big spoiler
alert. And they fight.
What does everyone think of Iron Man's new armor that they...
Oh, I think
the one that's crazy, too much gold?
It's like that's honey
hideous.
Mustard.
It's hideous. I like honey mustard.
It's gay.
It looks like the Extremis armor design.
No, it doesn't.
But invert it. That's what I'm saying.
No, but...
Nah.
The...
Not Extremis, no. The bleeding edge.
You're cutting like the air, like your Zorro with your
the gay blade.
Yes.
No. The in Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
That looks like the Extremis armor.
I meant to say the bleeding edge armor, the one he has now.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
It looks like that, but the color's inverted. But maybe it's like he might have multiple armors in the movie. Who knows?
Hey, when we go to break, can we fade out to Vogue by Madonna? Because that's how Aaron's been talking this whole time.
I think we should.
Let your body go with the flow.
Anybody have thoughts on the whole Thor Dark World?
Oh, yeah.
Is what they're calling it, and the speculation of what that's going to mean.
I heard he's going to smash another fucking coffee cup, but this time in the Dark World.
Oh.
Well, because the speculation is Dark Elves.
Well,
you know that guy who's half...
Harvey Dent?
No. He's an elf and he's Frank, like half
Gustavo
purple and
Fring.
Half like white.
Calypso?
No.
Pip.
I don't fucking remember his name. It was on the Avengers Calypso? Cartoon. And he got the casket of Ancient Winners.
Roderick Usher.
It was him and Loki were doing this whole thing. It was a fucking episode, and it's a comic story.
Okay, I don't remember.
Wasn't it like the big finale to that whole Asgard storyline or something?
I think it was.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But yeah, that's.
I thought maybe it was something about the dark gods or something from when from Heroes Reborn Return.
You know, because that's what you were saying to me. But I know I saw on like a website that there was a stuntman saying that his whole team were playing villains in and doing like stunts, and they were dressed as elves.
Yeah, the stunt coordinator had told him, one stuntman,
come on, Vogue!
I need you guys to act like elves. You know, you gotta be primal and naturalistic, stuff like that.
But Aaron didn't actually hear them talk, this is him guessing.
No, I read it on Superhero Hype.
That's where I read it
on. Yeah, I read it on Superhero Hype. But
Nice. Alright, well.
I mean, alright, so is everyone good with our Comic-Con discussion?
I mean, it wasn't that big of a... There wasn't that much.
I think it's just because it's all movies and TV now.
Yeah.
That's why it's mostly Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that Firefly reunion, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
I wish I could have been there.
I don't want to see... It's like, oh, look, you guys were all on the show. I used to like, oh, look, now you're up on there. Okay, say something smarmy.
And then I want to go see...
I would still watch it.
Bruce Banner, the guy who played fucking what's his name, Beastmaster.
Bruce Banner.
Mark Singer,
he's probably there.
Virgil's there too.
Virgil from wrestling. Mm. You see those guys.
Bud Bundy.
No.
All right, so that
he was at Frankincense.
Oh, next year for sure we're going Comic Con.
Yeah. I'm not, but
some of us might not.
Book it now.
I'm definitely down.
Why don't we go to a smaller con?
Adult con?
Alright, yeah.
No, like...
Okay, so guarantee we'll all be at the next adult con.
The Long Beach Comic Con or Anaheim Comic Con.
Well, we could do Wizard World.
Is that still...
Yeah, it still exists.
Yeah, it was in Anaheim this year.
Okay, we probably won't do any of that.
So. Alright, well, let's go ahead and just take a break and relax.
We're about to talk about Ted. Some of us watched it. How horrible was it?
I didn't think it was too bad.
All right, dude.
I think we all enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I know Abe did.
I liked it.
I went to the movie. I gave him my money, and then he gave me back my money. And then he gave me the ticket. I went in the movie. I saw the movie, and it was pretty good. That was my little brother, Aaron.
That was actually Nick talking right there, not Aaron.
So, I mean, what... Was it? Did it feel like a Seth MacFarlane cartoon just on the big screen?
It was definitely, as someone who kind of is a little tired of the Seth MacFarlane thing, there were definitely points where it got too Seth MacFarlane-y for me.
Which
On the
part?
Other hand, I thought a few things were handled really well, and the pop culture non sequitur thing was kind of restrained.
Yeah, it wasn't there very much.
It was there, though?
It was there?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Really, for me, there's only one scene that comes to mind that really makes me think of it. No, but there's one that, for me, that just really comes to mind. I can't...
What was really Seth MacFarlane-y about?
About
some of it.
So, you can't do that thing in a live-action movie where you cut away to something. But if you can imagine what... someone making a random pop culture reference... And then that person happening to be in the vicinity or what they're talking about, that happens kind of a lot. And there's kind of recurring, random, it's funny that we reference an obscure actor from 25 years ago. And here's that same obscure actor being referenced again. in an unrelated scene, and then bringing it all full circle at the end with that reference.
I'll think, you know what though, but I enjoyed that part. I thought that was amusing.
I didn't enjoy it until the line, "My daughter better realize you sick fuck." Which I don't think spoiled anything, because there's no way you will see it coming when it happens. But,
so what made Ted alive? I mean, was it Jesus?
It was just a little boy's wish.
Was it Jesus?
No, they were saying like there's no, like the whole opening narration.
You just can't bring back,
done by Patrick.
If Jesus brought him, objects. But he brought himself back or something.
No, it's like real things, right?
He a shooting star.
He made a rock he couldn't move or something.
Well, if Vincent Price can bring Edward Scissorhands to life.
Edible.
Was he made out of cookies?
He was. He was made out of some cookies and some clothing from Hot Topic.
I think. I don't. I just remember a scene where he got a cookie, a heart cookie, and a robot that is there.
Inspired him.
But how did he make Edward Scissorhands?
Out of one of his machines, and he started building a real boy.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Slower doesn't mean you have to talk quieter.
I guess not.
You never seen Edward Scissorhands?
I guess. From what you guys are describing, I don't think I have. Remember?
It's like Pinocchio.
Wait, what were those hands made
out of? For goths.
Oh, the ones that he was going
to
give to him?
And then he gave them, he cut them, and he fucking passed down, and he died.
They were like latex.
No, they crumbled. You know why?
I will say it's easy to be a marzipan kind of.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say marzipan.
It's a good word.
Why did he give him scissor hands?
Why are you whispering?
Why did he give him scissor hands and not like real hands first? That makes no sense.
Because Vincent Price is a fucking idiot. That's why.
I was gonna say crazy, but I'll go with the idiot.
But anyways, Ted is brought to life by the wish of a little boy.
Not Jesus.
I'm pretty sure it was Jesus.
Because Patrick Stewart in the narration says there is nothing more powerful than that of the wish of a little boy. And then he says something else that might be.
But I heard with Jesus all things are possible.
That's not in this movie.
Patrick Stewart was the voiceover?
Yeah, he was the narrator.
I like how you said Jean-Luc Picard first.
Did they make any references to Family Guy? Hold on. Cleveland Show. Wait. And American Dad.
One reference to Family Guy where someone makes fun of him, Ted, and he says, "I do not sound that much like Peter Griffin."
Ha!
Oh, okay.
That was funny. Because he doesn't.
I don't think I care for that joke.
It was good.
I like that.
You have to see it in the moment.
I will see this when it airs 50 times a day on FX.
Me too.
Can I say kind of the three things?
I don't think you can.
Okay.
No. What is it?
So what I liked most about Ted, just in summary, I like the idea that if something like that were to happen, which it never would, but if something like that were
Wait
to happen, everyone would be excited, and then in 5 years, no one would give a shit. That was portrayed really well, I think. The other thing is...
Oh, so that's how... Okay, that's
yeah, cool. He's treated like a childhood celebrity.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's awesome, because I wondered how, like, is like, are people just like, okay, whatever, they don't care, or is it just not a thing, or...
At a certain point, he's basically like Emmanuel Lewis. It's, oh, there's Emmanuel Lewis, oh, whatever.
He's a black guy.
Yes, yeah, he's treated like a black guy. that's racist. And I also like that if, say... an innocent, pure-hearted teddy bear came to life and lived on this earth for a few decades, eventually he would be an insufferable asshole. he wouldn't stay good and pure, and the world would be after him, and it wouldn't be a Frankenstein, Iron Giant kind of scenario. He would become a prick who he wouldn't want to deal with. I like that. And I just kind of like the trajectory of the story. I will say I was kind of bothered, and I probably shouldn't have been. It was kind of snobby that everyone else in the theater seemed to be loving the hell out of the parts of the movie that I didn't really think were that big a deal. I felt the same way during Borat, where people were losing their minds. People were losing their minds in Borat during the naked fighting scene. Scenes like that.
I hear you. Nick here. I hear you on that.
Yeah, what about you? What did you find?
I just thought it was funny all around. Just nothing bothered me, really.
No, does anything bother
you? Nothing really bothered
me. Right now, you look like Ricky Gervais, but with glasses.
Thank you.
You had to do that.
No, yeah, it was funny. It was Family Guy. But I mean,
it was also nice to see Nora Jones on the screen after her underwhelming turn in My Blueberry Nights. What? Yes. Nora Jones, the singer who all her songs sound like. So, she was in a movie called My Blueberry Nights. You guys remember this movie?
That sounds like a very good movie.
Is it the sequel to like
Harlem Nights?
The Cherry Bridge or something?
Jude Law, aka what's that guy?
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor, Law Jude, was in this movie playing a guy who is a waiter at a like diner. And Nora Jones comes in every night and has a slice of blueberry pie. And then she travels across the country and has really boring adventures. But he still holds out hope that she'll come back for a slice of blueberry pie. And she does.
This sounds like the Outer Limits.
Did someone break their glasses at the end and then they just can't read something?
I finally had time. There was finally time.
That's the twist.
Wait, you guys were singing like Aaron Neville.
No.
It wasn't that Twilight Zone, right?
My voice was just cracking.
You were just singing Bee Gees right now.
I know.
Aaron Neville. All right, Travis, what did you love about... Wait, is there an Aaron Neville song where he goes, Aaron Neville? Because you just sang that.
Because I don't know where Aaron Neville songs came to mind, so I just went, Aaron Neville.
Oh, you said his name?
Yeah.
Wow. So
here's something I want to just throw out to the crowd. Including the people who didn't see it.
Especially you, Joey, because you're listening. We know you are.
So, you know sometimes in movies where one of the actors is a child, but the scene is kind of not child-friendly? Like, people are saying things that a child shouldn't hear. Or people are being really mean to the kid. There's kind of one of the sub-threads in Ted is everyone hating on this fat kid for how fat he is. And so there's a lot of scenes of people, including the Ted character, saying these really pointed things to this like kid who's probably, what, 12, 13 in real life? But in every one of those scenes, you could have done that scene without that kid actually being in the room. So you could have done it like where Ted made a horrible joke about how fat he is, and the child actor wasn't there.
So they film it with the kid there?
They're telling the kid.
No, I mean, but in the movies, don't they have them do it separately and the kids...
That's what I'm asking. Yeah.
Usually they do. Like, whenever there's, like, something crazy going on or, like, they're being vulgar, the kids usually just film separately and they tell them, oh, look shocked or look crazy.
Or they sometimes sub in audio. Because I know they did it on Monty Python when they did the sperm song.
Interesting.
They probably did do that with Ted, though, because he is CGI.
Catholics.
So what's going to happen when that kid goes to see that movie and realizes that 20 minutes of it is
him being called fat and stupid?
But then remember the ending, and that should make you feel better.
That's awesome.
Remember the ending.
Right now, the brothers Alvarez are...
Confused.
Did I say Alvarez?
Alvarez.
The brothers Alvarez are...
You guys are... confused about the content.
Are you still keeping track of all the pronunciations?
Yeah. Pronunciations are off the chart. So what was your favorite parts? What made you...
I really enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed seeing Joel McHale in there just because even though I have reason to hate him from another podcast I listen to, he's
Never
won
not
me
funny.
Over by Community.
You can say Never Not Funny.
Never Not Funny.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, he was on that?
No, he was never on it, but he
they
was...
They just talked about it?
He was kind of rude to Jimmy Pardo.
Well, oddly enough, he was a dick to Jimmy Pardo on the Adam Carolla show, which is odd that there were dicks on the Adam Carolla show. So.
But isn't Jimmy Pardo a dick to everybody?
No!
No, he's actually... Seems very delightful and nice.
So all their dicks were out? That's what I got from that. Got a dick.
And then the lady came and said, put your dick away, dude.
No, but I mean, Joel McHale was just playing a smarmy asshole, which is perfect for Joel McHale anyways.
What would be perfect for me and Nick is if there was a 20-minute segment of this podcast where we talked about clips from porn we see on the internet. Then I could be excited like Aaron is.
And I went on the internet, and then I got on the internet, I clicked on there, and then the website came out.
You were saying she was mad because there was a guy who needed to call her a bitch, and then she said, I fuck millionaires, but you can't say millionaires. So then I was... But basically, I was laughing because she said millionaires.
But really, I loved it.
I would jet like that if I could talk about you fucked... And homemoviestube.com.
No, I've never looked at that one.
I want to throw a shout out to homemoviestube.com.
He fucked with a K.
Yes, but no C.
Well, honestly, after this talk, I didn't really care about seeing Ted, but you guys kind of talked me into it with, like, your emotions and your passions.
Hey, you know, FX has the movies. So you gotta know.
Well, no.
Let me just. The moral, I think, of Ted was interesting. And
I just want to know what happened to this fat kid. Nah. I don't really care about Ted or Marky Mark.
Well, his dad is played by Giovanni Ribisi, which is also, he's awesome in the movie.
He didn't say the right name, but I know what he meant.
Was that one of the Wu-Tang Clan guys?
Ribisi.
Yeah, Yama.
Yeah. You want to know what happens in the movie?
No.
You just said
I don't.
Okay. No, I can't wait to find out when I watch it.
Okay.
Or Travis spoils it inadvertently without the rules.
I'm just going to say Giovanni Ribisi is also in it. It was nice to see him in a movie, and he was pretty great.
He hasn't been anything since The Wonder Years.
He was in Avatar.
Was he? That doesn't count.
He's the guy who said Unobtainium.
He's a bad guy. What do you mean that doesn't count? He wasn't in it?
If it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have mined those trees.
No, because of him.
Avatar was a big movie.
That's why it's the number one movie of all time.
Also, if you've seen the Netflix-only documentary, I Think We're Alone Now, about creepy guys who stalk Singer Tiffany.
You're going to love
what, really?
Yes.
You're going
to
love
that
movie? No, I need to now. I've only been watching wrestling documentaries.
Okay, it's only like 40 minutes long, I think. And it's only about these two people who are friends with Tiffany. And this is the best 40 minutes of your life.
That's a great title.
Yeah.
Because when you said that, I was going to joke and say, what, is it a Tiffany documentary? It's like, yeah, it is a Tiffany documentary. So... All right, I'm on board with that shit. Well, moving on from Ted, we got some questions. We reached out to the Twitter people, and you know, I'm sorry. Last podcast when you were talking about when you said the Twitter, how long are we gonna do this? I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. I was confused, and then when I listened to it, I was like, oh,
what did I say?
No, it was my bad. I didn't know what you were talking about
when you asked
how long
are we gonna continue to make fun of the name Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Make the joke the Twitter, and I was like, oh, I didn't know what the hell you were saying. I thought you meant, like, how long you can use Twitter or something like that. And that's why I was like, I don't know. You don't even use it, so. But,
I remember now.
Yeah, but you could say the Twitter as long as you want, I think.
Okay,
I think
thank you. So we got some of the Twitter.
Yeah, that's some class. So, Aaron, you want to read some of the questions? What about that one that we got on Facebook from, let's read the one from Travis's brother first.
Yeah, that one we really should
Aaron, read some of your questions.
Okay, this is from Megan Kid Ugly on Twitter, and she asks us, do any of you own a jet ski you want to let me borrow? This is important.
Burrow?
Why did you
borrow?
We're going to
burrow it.
We're going to burrow it?
Borrow.
Yeah, I'm going to mark it down.
Write
it down right now. Borrow.
Well,
B-W-U-R-O-W.
Nick here. None of us own a jet ski. But if I would, I would let you use it once, maybe.
I would not.
I would not.
Because jet skis are the funnest thing in the world, right?
But Sea-Doos.
No. What's a Sea-Doo?
No, one of them's a brand name. They're kind of like the same thing. I don't know. Travis, you drink Mountain Dew. Don't you know about
it? I don't know. I just know Sea-Doo is what we rode in.
No, that was a jet ski.
Jet skis?
That was a Sea-Doo. It was a Sea-Doo.
What's a jet ski?
It's what spies run away from bad guys in.
Jet skis, you like stand on them.
Wait,
a Sea-Doo is where we were sitting.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
He's
white.
You squat on them.
Yeah, Travis is white, so I believe Travis.
Well, I would like to.
And he's got a big truck.
You know what? I would rather have a Sea-Doo then, I guess. But no, we do not have them.
She's not asking.
And if we did, some of us would do that, I guess.
Would you rather have a Sea-Doo?
I don't know you.
That's kind of expensive to let someone borrow that.
Wait, what do you mean it's expensive?
If you have a jet ski,
you wouldn't give it to them.
But borrow something that
but
expensive.
But it's not going to cost you money unless they wreck it.
No, I would have to be there watching them. Like, I won't just, here you go,
it's
and
just
let
that
them
sexy.
Do it.
Nick will be watching you and when you ride it. Whoa. That's weird.
All right. So that's the Twitter question that I got.
That's it? Well, my Facebook.
So, yeah, some of us will, some of us won't.
Yeah. What other questions do you have?
The other question I have, it's from Facebook. It's from Dino Kevin Tolls. And he asks, who would win between a gorilla fighting a bear? A gorilla fighting a bear.
Is Dino his title?
Yes, he lists himself as Dino Kevin
Tolls. Wait,
so
it's not Dino?
He's trying to be cute.
No, his real name's Dino.
It's like
He's trying to be.
He's
cute.
Trying to be. Yeah.
So, at what age, Dino told us, will you stop thinking this is cute? That's my question to
Who's
you.
Who's Dino? I thought it was Dino this whole time.
Oh, like Dean Martin?
This is my... No. Yes.
But either way, who's Dino or Dino? Do we know this person?
Kevin, is his friend Kevin
Tolles. This is my friend Kevin, and he wants to know who would win in a fight between a gorilla and a bear.
But what's the matter?
Well, obviously, Dog? It's a gorilla.
Is it?
What kind of
unless
bear?
Unless it's Hate Farm's birthday bear.
I just read an article. I skimmed it. I didn't read it, so I might be saying something that's totally off base here. That
did you read Wikipedia?
This like one gorilla got caught in a trap in Africa, and the other gorilla saw it get caught.
I think this is an Elvis song.
Afterwards, people were like going through the area checking the traps, and they saw the other gorillas dismantling the other traps because they figured out what the traps were doing.
Okay, well, so, gorillas win.
Yeah,
but they're smart.
If the bear could set a trap, the gorilla would dismantle it.
But
bears are lazy.
But
shit.
But they some bears like way more than the average gorilla.
No, but like a bear just
gorillas
wants
are
to.
Are they considered bears if they like wax everything? Because then they're not hairy dudes.
you're talking about the gay community.
Well, yeah.
Well, no, but isn't it?
Then are you just like a walrus? If you
is
shave
that a
down,
term? That's not a term.
That should be
like a big like hairless gay dude with like buck teeth.
It's a walrus.
Yeah.
Walrus like David Crosby.
Yeah. What?
David Crosby.
Sure, why
Crosby
not?
Still's a Nash.
Hey, what do you think, bear?
I'm gonna go with bear because I just like bears more than gorillas.
I just I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a hard question to answer.
What kind of bear?
I saw Congo.
Okay, look, if it's
those gorillas, Amy.
They had laser eyes. Yeah.
That's
didn't
cheating.
Did they have like?
No, they had laser mounted on their head.
Well, that's kind of that doesn't count.
Not the gray gorillas.
Gorillas are kind of peaceful creatures though by nature.
Not those gray gorillas.
Yeah, I saw Congo.
They're naughty by nature.
Boom.
Hey, boom, a joke.
Gorillas don't normally try to start shit with you.
Like, what are you talking about? When are you normally around gorillas where they don't start shit?
I like gorillas.
But you actually are not around them. Like,
are you?
You're
no,
acting like you know
wait,
them.
When he's normally around them, he just
is
said,
he talking about gorilla juice heads?
I think like, yeah.
No, I mean, I like gorillas, and they're known to be peaceful creatures. But
wait,
yet,
where
hey, I saw.
From?
Is that what? But what about the chimps when they try to fight back because the gorillas were jerks?
Chimpanzees are way more violent. Chimpanzees are.
I saw the Planet Apes movies, and that proves differently. Sir.
I thought that the gorillas were the warriors.
Yeah.
And the chimpanzees were like the politicians.
Yeah, Michael Clark Duncan beat up Henry Tagawa.
I also saw a video on the internet where a cougar made a bear back off. Like, they didn't fight, but
so
the cougar
an old
was, like,
you know what? You saying cougar and bareback in the same sentence.
It's true. I said cougar bareback.
Yeah.
You took out the middle part of that sentence.
The cougar bareback would be a good bar for cougars.
Right? I think it's too obvious. There'd just be a bunch of dudes in there.
But it's
no
like the white swallow type deal.
Ew.
It's like isn't that like a famous gay place? Like
yeah, but it's also like, but if you think about it, like, it's guys. So, of course... Like, guys don't care.
I don't think I think cougars are like guys. They're crazy.
Hey, but I know gorillas. I have tea with them. They're cool.
Yeah, I'm
they usually don't start shit when we're out. They're cool.
No, and then bears...
You gotta deal with blowouts, though.
Bears get scared off kind of easily, though, too. It's like...
Wait.
What? Are you joking? Is that why they tell you to play dead so they can bat you around and chew on your balls or whatever?
No, they don't tell you to play dead. They tell you to make yourself look tall.
You're supposed to do that. It's like,
no, not with the bear. That's with cougars.
No,
with
not with bears.
Cougars, you make yourself big.
With cougars, you just slip them rupees and
no
you fuck them.
No one has ever said what to do.
No, you don't
or date rape.
You don't need to slip cougars and
yeah.
Rupees. They're just going to fuck you anyway.
Now if it's a polar bear, you're fucked. Because polar bears...
I saw Lost.
Where
yeah.
Is he getting this info from?
I like animal documentaries. They're cool.
Do you?
Oh, about gorillas
I saw
being nice and
yeah,
gentle.
Again.
Yeah, gorillas are pretty nice. Unless you stare them in the eyes, then they'll mess you up.
We're just talking about if they're going to fucking fight each other.
Are you the Phantom? Because you're wearing purple and they kind of... Is that what you know so much?
No eye contact.
Yeah.
Facebook questions?
All right, well, okay, so here's some Facebook questions now. Kevin, so your answer is yes,
bears
and bears.
They both win.
They can totally coexist in harmony.
You know what? One of them wins,
like
we all lose.
I'm siding
Ebony
with,
and
I'm siding with gorillas because they can hold a gun in their hands.
But they're gentle.
And peaceful.
But hey, they'll do what they gotta do.
picks the table back because me and him keep hitting the table. All right, here's a question. One of my favorite questions on Facebook. It's from it's from Sean Kennedy, brother of Trevor Kennedy over here. He says, "Yeah, I got a question. Why are you guys recording a new cast tonight when Travis and I could be watching The Dark Knight Rises instead?"
Oh. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I have an answer. Fuck you. That's why.
That is not... Okay.
After reading this question, I thought it was sweet because I just see him at home angry, just like, I could be watching this with my brother.
Wait, how does he sound? How does Travis's brother sound?
Why do you have to knock down with me, Travis? Can you be watching me?
That's accurate.
That was Abe. that was Eric.
Once again, my brother is not an old-timey prospector. He's crazy.
Named
Gabby Jenkins.
So, Travis, can you answer his question?
No, because this was the night we were all available.
Can you answer this question in the way Rocky finished that one fight in Russia?
If I could change, and yous could change... We all can change. I'm pretty sure he says use. Does that have to be a question of that?
All right, well, okay, we got Lynn Andrews.
If he said
from...
use, the translator wouldn't have been able to translate.
He just dropped the microphone.
You would have signed anything on, huh?
Okay, well, we got two more questions from the Facebook. I said the Facebook, right? See, I can't stop saying it. I don't think I'm ever going to say it. There's going to be children making fun of me one day now, and I'm going to feel weird about it.
About what?
About saying the Facebook. I'm like, what are you saying the Facebook? Say, you've seen that movie with Spider-Man in it? And fucking the NSYNC guy?
What?
The Social Network, because he told him to drop the...
Oh, because you said Spider-Man.
He was Spider-Man.
No, I was thinking...
Tobey Maguire.
No, I was thinking that...
The Wrestler.
In one of the Spider-Man movies that has happened, I was like, no, wait, what?
The Wrestler. You were thinking of a Wrestler.
All right, so Lynn Andrews, who actually listens to podcasts... One of the few people, but she listens.
Six Colors?
From Six Colors Stories. She has a... She's talented. She paints. Go to her website. She did a guest comic for us as well. She says, what video game or video game series has most influenced your life?
Oh, shit.
Hit.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Definitely the video game that... That bike shop owner made Wesley look at when he molested him in the back of different...
That's a great answer.
Wait, is that how he got him back there?
Yeah, because he's like, excuse me... When he went back and he was excited, he was telling... Arnold was telling Willis, he made us play this video game and it's got a mouse and it's chasing around and like...
What video game was it?
I wish I knew.
Wait,
then again, I think they had
about the graphics back then.
But it was in a bike shop.
Bike shop owners got an Atari.
In his back room, he had a bunch of toys and video games like to help lure him to...
For a sex dungeon.
Well, that's good bait for to fucking little kid.
No, I mean, he's... No question about it, he's
all
smart.
All I know is Wesley walked out dazed with his shirt off.
Wait, was it Dudley?
Wait, who's
it was
Wesley?
His friend Dudley.
Wesley Crusher?
Wesley,
no,
you might be
thinking of
Mr.
Belvedere. Yeah.
He just got touched by his camp counselor. Yeah.
No, he did.
No. He was rubbing his shoulders and he felt awkward.
Then maybe he should not wear short shorts.
That was his normal. Wait, what's the question?
What video games have inspired?
What video game or video game series has most influenced your life? Well, Donkey Kong, because gorillas are gentle, and that game showed me that they aren't so gentle.
I have to say that the documentary, The King of Kong, influenced my life heavily.
It made me hate guys who wore...
You mean that beautiful mullet that could break worlds?
It made me hate guys who had mullets with American flag t-shirts.
That guy was awesome, though, even though he was such a dick.
He was such a dick, he was so awesome.
For me, it's probably two games.
Resident Evil?
Animaniacs.
And Kirby.
And Death and Return of Superman, because both made me realize that I have anger issues and that I can
NBA
flip
Jam?
Out over little things. Huh?
NBA
Jam as well.
Travis
Nick cheated
me.
Constantly putting in the code.
He accused me of putting in a code for NBA Jam just because of whooping his ass.
Was it for big heads?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Aaron, what about you? What video game changed your life?
I don't think I could say anything because I don't really play video
Aladdin.
Games. Oh, that, if anything, that just hurt me.
No, I would say, well, like, seriously, I would say probably Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, just that game by itself. Because all the other Castlevania games kind of...
I mean,
I would honestly say no video games ever affected my life.
Yeah, I mean, if we're saying influence, like...
Influence me how?
Yeah.
Influence.
Write it down. Mark it down, Yama. We'll need the final tally at the end.
I mean, say like one of the games I love always is Street Fighter, the characters, the artwork, like by Udon Studios.
And mostly
and
how me
stuff.
And you played it constantly.
Yeah, and we played for King and like we get angry and play the whoever went to 100 and whatnot. So yeah, Street Fighter just reminds me of when we were younger and stuff.
Yeah, and if we're going to say games that we love, I mean, I would just, for me, younger especially, Final Fantasy 2 and 3.
Your hand movements right now are like a mad Italian.
Beep, beep, boop, beep.
But currently, my favorite game series is still the Mass Effect series.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe.
Nice. Well, actually, since I was young, I've pretty much, the one game I've played every year since 94 is Madden.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty much for me, it's Madden.
And that's why he's now a professional football player.
Yes.
I can't play Abe in Madden because he beats me too bad.
Yeah, so I've just played that all my life, and it's awesome.
Sorry, man.
Hey, it's okay.
This is Yama. So, in seriousness, I think the video game that actually influenced my life was the original Duke Nukem for PC, because it was the first game that gave me awful motion sickness, so it was pretty much the last game that I ever played.
Aaron?
I mean, one game, like, I'd say maybe Pokemon.
Oh, the Game Boy?
Because I was in, like, elementary school and middle school and that, so, I mean, that actually...
That's really the only game you ever played a lot.
Yeah, I made a lot of friends and stuff because of that game, so, I mean, that was...
Like Dino Kevin Tollis?
Oh, no, I met him in high school.
Every morning when I'd get a ride with Nick... And his mom to school, I'd see Aaron playing video games. Aaron would play Pokemon, and then I'd hear him sing the actual song.
It's a good song.
And then what? And then I would see him do crazy hand motions while walking, like he's doing a double J strut.
But yeah, I'm Pokemon. It was my sort of generation's thing. So.
That's awesome. All right, well.
I love the brush off.
Well, that's pretty great. Good job.
I mean, I should have been paying attention and not looking at the questions, but yeah, I mean, excellent answer, and whatever you said about what was it? Transfer Z?
Ape Escape.
Excellent thing. So,
okay, that'll pretty much do it for this edition of the Podskier Gentlecast. I guess we'll just go around and say bye, and any plugs that anybody has.
As far as plugs go, currently, what?
Du had mana.
My brother?
No, that's sister.
That's her mano.
He had mana.
Oh, what? I don't know why I plug her, but well, she's playing Skyrim. Good for her.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but no. As far as plugging, I want to plug Mark Millar's Secret Service. Right now, it's a very
Mark Millar's Secret Service.
Mark Millar's Secret Service. I didn't think I got quiet, but enjoy that. You can follow me at Twitter at @ObscureTrevor, and also please be sure to try to write a review, especially if you like the podcast. Go to iTunes, write a review of it.
Aaron here. I'd like to plug John K. John Christopher Lucy of Crave Run Stimpy. He's currently has a Kickstarter fund to make an animated short for George Liquor.
No, George Lucas.
Well,
is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I guess he's pronouncing it George Liquor.
Write it down.
There's this character based on his father called George Liquor, and he wants to do this short peach thing. But anyways, go to
what?
John. It's a short like peaches sort of.
That singer? Sucking on my titties?
Sucking on my titties.
Anyway, go to johnkstuff.blogspot.com, and there you'll find a link to his Kickstarter account, and you can kick up some money so you can help him.
Oh, is that like what Kickstarter, like kick up money?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you can help him get a new cartoon out. So that'd be kind of cool. Yama?
This is Yama. I want to plug the Shaq song, Phil Is My Father. It's a really heartfelt...
I remember that song.
Yeah, I think it's important because it's the first time Shaq kind of revealed another side of himself.
Would you say Shaq could actually be sad?
Well, that's probably a topic for another time, but think about whether Shaq can feel sadness, whether he can process that emotion.
Yeah, you have a week to think about that.
Oh, me. this is Nick. You can follow me at Obscure Nick over there on the Twitter. And I'd like to plug... I would like to say don't go to the place called The Counter. It's a hamburger place. I think it fucking sucks. Jeez. I was very disappointed by it today.
Wow.
Yeah, I just had to say it. My burger was just all right. It's no Slater's.
Wait,
50-50.
It was all right, but it fucking
sucks.
No,
okay, because I'm comparing it to Slater's 50-50, which is awesome.
But my peanut butter jelly burger wasn't good.
I told you not to get that.
That was your own fault.
That's true.
But the burger, I will say the sandwich I had tonight was very delightful and delicious.
Mine was pretty good, too.
Sandwich. I like the french fries.
Because it had chicken.
The hot sandwich. Okay. The hot sandwich.
I just was an asshole to you for no reason.
It's all right.
Oh, and I also like to plug Alien Fresh Jerky on the way to Vegas or coming back from Vegas.
I can second that.
And if you go there now, the DeLorean from Back to the Future is in front of it, and I posed and took a picture in front of it.
You did?
I had the biggest boner as I was doing it.
So you checked?
Yeah, no, I grabbed it.
Boner inspector.
I grabbed it at the base. I grabbed it at the base.
You didn't even have to stretch it out.
I didn't. I grabbed it at the base, and then I bit the head of it because I was so excited.
Nice. All right,
go ahead.
All right, my name is James.
That was dirty.
And I'm the right. No, I'd like to plug Hate Farm. It's a really excellent webcomic out there. It's vulgar, more vulgar than us, but it's just go through the catalog, read everything they have. They're crazy geniuses. Want to plug also the Frumps Like Usual. Saheed, he's a good guy. I liked meeting him. He's the first webcomicer I actually met in person. I don't even know if webcomicer is an actual thing. Also, plug Six Color Stories. She's very, like I said, she's very talented. What are you guys doing? Are you grab ass?
Oh, I wish you had said that.
I plugged movie in it.
You fucked.com with a K.
Six Color Stories. Go to sixcolorstories.com. I think that's what it is. So. Also, I'd like to plug Noctuary Polos from Joey Van Fossen. Go over to noctuarypolos.com and pick up a polo.
Is that serious?
No.
Official polo of Obscure Gentleman
but also,
Podcast.
Once again, the music's done all by Joseph Van Fossen, who's an awesome artist. So for all you recording artist needs, go to joeyvanfossen.com.
Or facebook.com/sunsetunlimited.
Yeah, or the actual thing that Yama just said. Yes.
All right, this is Abe. You can follow me at Obscure Abe on Twitter. As far as plugs, go ahead and check out Crackle.com. It's
that?
A streaming website that has original shows and stuff.
Chocolate candy?
Yes.
I don't like that.
No, that's Crackle with a K. This is Crackle with a C.
You son of a bitch.
Go ahead and check that out, and that'll wrap it up for this week. Thank you for listening. And as always, Domino, motherfucker.